immersion language and science fairs and robots. Oh, my. The Park City Education Foundation, according to Director Abby McNulty, is in the throes of its granting season. Teacher grants and school-based grants are two of their programs, but this week, McNulty is focusing on the $266,000 in district-wide grants recently awarded.
We awarded funds to a district-wide robotics program, so elementary to high school, to the district-wide science fair, which we've supported for the last several years now, to preschool, to after school, to the LIA, Latinos in Action program, to Park City CAPS, and to the dual immersion program to create funds to support library books for all the dual immersion programs in the elementary schools.
Last year, they gave away less money, says McNulty, so they're thrilled, and they aim to award some $750,000 overall in their three granting programs this year.
Last year, we awarded $205,000 to our district-wide programs, so we're hoping to award $750,000 into the schools this year alone.
Being able to award grants means fundraising, and one of their big pushes is coming up. It's the Beat the Call campaign, aimed at parents of school kids in the district to contribute a dollar a day per student for each day they're in school.
On Monday, flyers went home to every student, and they can fill out that flyer and send it back with their child to the school or send it directly to the Ed Foundation. Or they can make a donation online at pcf4kids.org. And we call all parents who haven't yet beat the call and ask them to consider making that contribution.
Also, says McNulty, the innovative teacher grant applications are due at the end of October.
Teachers are encouraged to apply for awards that they could use in their classroom this year. The awards will be made in December, and it's for innovative ideas in the classroom, and we distribute about $50,000 through that program.
She says teacher grants awarded in the past have come from very creative ideas.
iPads in kindergarten classroom. Balance spikes for preschool and kindergarten students and for special needs students. Robotics we funded in the past. I mean, it spans the gamut, and they're all teacher-led ideas, things that they think will help solve a need in their classroom.
McNulty says the grant applications must also indicate innovation.
It's to spark a new idea. So a good example is Jeremy Ranch many years ago applied for a grant to support robotics in all their fourth grade classrooms. And now we're seeing that as a district-wide program. So we love to look at our teacher grants as these kind of seeds of really interesting ideas for programs that could possibly go district-wide.
That's Abby McNulty, Executive Director of the Park City Education Foundation. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.